Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Leviticus 16:20-22. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 20 to 22. When Aaron has finished performing the ritual to purify the most holy place, the rest of the tent of the Lord's presence and the altar, he shall present to the Lord the live goat chosen for Azazel. He shall put both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the evils, sins, and rebellions of the people of Israel, and so transfer them to the goat's head. Then the goat is to be driven off into the desert by someone appointed to do it. The goat will carry all their sins away with him into some uninhabited land. My theme for reflection is the heart of atonement, from law to gospel. The heart of atonement, from law to gospel. At the very core of the Mosaic Law, we discover not merely rules and regulations, but an important message of the gospel. Leviticus 16:20-22 is nestled within the heart of Leviticus and delivers the promise that our sins will be taken away, never to return. This passage highlights the Day of Atonement, a sacred day when the high priest would purify the sanctuary and remove all the sins of Israel, symbolizing the ultimate atonement fulfilled by Christ. The Day of Atonement was the pinnacle of Israel's liturgical calendar. On this day, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies to atone for the sins of the people. The ritual involved two goats, one sacrificed as a sin offering and the other, the scapegoat, sent into the wilderness carrying the people's sins. This sacred ceremony ensured that God could dwell with his people, showing the need for purity and the removal of sin. This ancient ritual finds its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ, our High Priest, who entered the heavenly sanctuary once for all, offering his own blood for our eternal redemption. Through Christ's atonement, our sins are not merely covered, but completely removed, allowing us to dwell in the presence of God. My dear friends, in a world burdened by guilt and shame, the assurance that our sins can be taken away forever brings unparalleled hope. We often struggle with feelings of unworthiness and the weight of past mistakes. The Day of Atonement assures us that through Christ's sacrifice, we are purified and made new. Moreover, this passage invites us to reflect on the significance of atonement in our daily lives. Just as the high priest interceded for the people, we are called to seek forgiveness and extend grace to others. The message of atonement is a call to live in the freedom and joy of being forgiven, while also embodying the same mercy towards others. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does understanding the Day of Atonement deepen your appreciation of Christ's sacrifice for your sins? Number two, in what ways can you live out the message of atonement and forgiveness in your relationships and communities? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful message of atonement found in Leviticus. Help us to fully grasp the significance of Christ's sacrifice and to live in the freedom it brings. May we seek your forgiveness daily and extend your grace to others. Thank you for removing our sins and making it possible for us to dwell in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.